There are a lot of factors that account for how we sound, where we grew up, for example. I'm from Central Connecticut, which is basically right between the New York City accent, in which I'm known as Mawk, and the wicked Hadcaw accent in Boston. But what about Arizona? Is there an accent associated with the state? ASU linguistics professor Karen Adams says actually there are many.
It depends where people grew up, what their family background is, what their particular occupation might be, or their socioeconomic status. It's not just the way people pronounce words, but it's also the lexical items they use. It's also the ways in which they structure their conversation and their beliefs about how to be polite to other people. And there are lots of distinctive terms in Arizona that have to do with plant names and other kinds of things.
Are these different accents recognizable to people either within Arizona or not in Arizona who are not linguists?
They probably are not very noticeable if we're talking about English. Some of them are not very noticeable to other English speakers, let's say in Utah or New Mexico or California, because many of the differences that you get in Arizona as far as pronunciation goes are ones that they have similar usages in those particular parts of the Southwest.
Let's listen to some folks in our newsroom who are from Arizona.
Okay.
And I'm telling you they're from Arizona, so maybe we can determine some of what makes their accents sound like a quintessential Arizonan, if such a thing exists.
Peel, fail, fell, fool, full, merry, merry, caught, caught, since, sense. Dawn, dawn.
Pill, peel, fail, fell, fool, full, merry, merry, caught, caught, since, sense, dawn, dawn.
Those are some of the folks from around KJZZ using words from a diagnostic tool, Karen, that you had sent over to us. And I am not a trained linguist, but it seemed to me these are all people from different parts of Arizona. A lot of the words, to my ears, that they said sounded almost identical.
Yes, and they were. In this part of the West, those vowels, which are referred to vowels that are, they're called low back vowels. All that means is when you pronounce them, your tongue moves down and back in your mouth. And those are merged in this area. So it's not surprising that they were merged by those speakers.
So let's listen now to some folks who are not from Arizona doing the same diagnostic tool that you had sent over. And we'll see if you can figure out where some of these folks are from.
Pill, peel, fail, fell, fool, full, merry, merry, caught, caught, since, sense, dawn, dawn.
So not to put you on the spot, Karen, but any sense of where she's from?
Well, she's trying not to have the back vowel merger. And so there's a kind of a strip both in the northern part of the U.S. and in some parts of the south where it's not merged. So
that was our newsroom's Alexandra Olgan, who's from Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay, there you go.
All right, let's listen to one more here.
Pill, peel, fail, fell, fool, full, merry, merry, caught, caught, since, sense, dawn, dawn.
Okay, interesting. She has that merger, but she sounds like she has a merger in front of nasals also, that since, sense. I don't know. I'm not going to make a guess.
Okay, fair enough. That was our web editor, Tracy Greer, who's actually from Las Cruces, New Mexico, so not that far from Arizona.
Yeah.
Do you ever take those online tests to sort of determine where you're from based on how you say certain things?
No, I don't. You know, it's very funny because we often don't notice what we do with our own speech. It's very hard to distinguish some of these things, and we don't necessarily notice them.
ASU linguistics professor Karen Adams.